Hey, friendos, there's a huge Black Friday weekend sale going on at the Going In Raw Pro Wrestling Tees shop now through Monday. 20% off all orders at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. Hey, friendos, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Ask Steven Larson, round three. Round three.
Fight. Are we going to fight today?
Well, somebody asked if we, you want to do a thumb wrestle real quick? Somebody asked who can win at a thumb wrestle.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do a thumb wrestle.
Yeah, I get this mic out of the way.
One, two, come on. Don't be all weird about it.
Your fingernails look kind of long.
You have big hands, dude. Look at these hands of yours.
One.
Look at your thumb. Man, you got big hands.
One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
Ah!
Don't pull. Don't release. I'm micing this in my
mouth. Yeah. Yeah, you have long nails too. So do I, though.
I know. Oh, what's had you there? One, two, three. I win.
That's fine. I did the job for you. So now you know who can win in a thumb wrestling contest. I'm sorry if I made you bleed it all.
Same here. I got long nails too. Nails. I got this jagged one from dropping the weight on it.
Gotta get rid of that.
All my working out's paid off.
I guess so. Do you feel accomplished now?
Dude, I feel good.
I have like small hands. I'll admit that. I have small hands. I have a giant butthole, but my hands are small.
Well, I don't know how that would be a competitive advantage for you in any stretch. But
anyways. Yeah, stretch is right.
And I wish you luck.
Anyways, this is the show where you guys ask us questions. Look, it's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. First of all, happy Thanksgiving
to
all the friendos out there. I know we both feel thankful that we get to bring you pro wrestling content on a daily basis here on the Steven Larson Going In Raw channel.
Yes.
And we wouldn't be able to do it without all you friendos out there.
So yes.
Hopefully you're having a good time with your family, keeping politics out of the conversation at the dinner table.
Yeah, politics and religion.
Or, you know, if you feel like it, bring politics up. You know, school some people.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, you're wrong about that. And pass me a turkey leg.
Yes.
Anyway, so we reached out to our good friendos on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson to ask about some non-wrestling questions. We talk about wrestling a lot.
Yeah.
But we're multi-dimensional human beings.
We like other things.
Yeah, we do. What does that dude's name? Vance? Detective Vance?
Lance.
Lance.
From The Flash or Green Arrow?
Yeah, something like that. Anyways. We're going to get started.
We have a couple of similarly themed questions.
Oh, hey, by the way, today is the day before Black Friday.
Yes.
Which means right now at ProWrestlingTees.com, you can get our shirts, our Pro Wrestling Tees shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/goinginraw. Check that out. There's a big fat sale going on, Black Friday sale. Very exciting.
Yes, check it out. Please Coldwater do. Larson shirts will be up during the sale.
Should be up at this point.
You want to get to it?
Yeah, first question.
We have two that are kind of similarly themed, but anyways, carry on.
From Richard Nason, how thankful are you both for your friendship and what you have achieved together?
I mean, it's pretty happy with what we've been able to achieve.
I've had a steady stream of income on a regular basis.
They'll keep this roof over your head.
About to get some office space.
Food in your tummy.
Yeah, especially. Are you fat shaming me again?
No.
It's almost kind of the weird thing is it's been 8 years.
I know, almost.
And the time has both. I mean, I think it's just age in general. It flies, and it feels like it's been forever.
It flies, but each and every day feels like a task.
Oh man,
I'm kidding.
Oh man,
I joke. I kid.
Some days do feel like time. I mean, I'm always happy on like Thursday because it's our last day of shooting. Because I'm like, oh man, because we have like extended weekends.
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, Friday's our edit day.
Yeah, Friday's an editing day. Yeah, like I do a bunch. My Friday is packs, but it's a bit more mellow. I can wear my PJs like legit. Yeah, but I can wear like a dirty,
mustard stained
white
shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah,
exactly. So how thankful am I? I'm all the thankful.
Enormously.
I'm very thankful.
Endlessly. Infinitely.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for you giving me a call and saying, hey, Machinima wants a voice guy.
Yeah, you have good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to lend voice to show?
Mm-hmm.
And you did an audition and your voice matched show.
Similarly, if I wasn't around... Like, you might be working at, I don't know, Channel 30. You might be working on Good Day Sacramento right now.
Could be.
Could be a good gig. I don't know. I want to look into it. Or that esports job that I saw open at the Kings.
Yeah.
Managing an esports team. Still open.
Or I might never move back to Sacramento.
Hey, I might be working for the Kings right now because that was the other job I had.
True.
I'd never given that up. I'd be a point guard, running the point guard.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
Yeah. Well, I'd be coming off the bench behind, what's his name? Fox.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. Next up from Ryan Mizushima. Hey, friendo, Steven Larson, what are you both most thankful for? Also, if you guys were not doing this show, what would be your dream job for the both of you? What would be your dream job?
Most thankful for just having a happy and healthy family, I think.
That's a good one. I'm thankful that I live in California. Foremost.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
You know, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
We don't have, you know, financial issues. We weren't hit too bad by the apocalypse. We came out of it on the other side.
You mean the state of California?
No, you and me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I didn't hear a transition there from living in the state of California.
There was, you know? Yeah. California came out of the apocalypse, okay. If you weren't doing this, what would be your dream job? If you don't mind.
Comic books.
Comic books. I'm getting the comic books.
You know, in high school, there's two things. In junior high, I really wanted to design sneakers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's what I really wanted to
do. Awesome.
I used to sketch up design ideas.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I really wanted to be work in the front office of a professional sports team.
Oh, that'd be fun, too.
Like be general manager or something.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not qualified for that.
Right. I don't know.
But those are probably my two dream jobs. But right now, if I had my druthers, it'd be designing sneakers. I'd go back to that.
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, one of Lacey's classmates is, I want to say his name is Steve Jankowski, whatever. He's one of the skater. He has a line of the Nike skater
shoes.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
She went to school with him.
That's cool.
She said he was like a totally mellow dude. He would just sit around and do what you were doing. He would just sketch in his sketchbook all the time.
Yeah.
He'd just be doing that in
high
school.
That's cool.
Yeah. Next up from Hideo Itami End. Oh, that's cute. Hideo Itami End. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Power rank.
It's not going to work.
I don't have the button. Top five Thanksgiving side dishes.
One's stuffing.
One is definitely stuffing.
Stuffing has number one.
Is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving?
I don't consider that exclusively
a
Thanksgiving
thing. I have not been
to a
Thanksgiving with that.
So let's define what side dish is. So you have stuffing. You have your cranberry sauce or salad.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Green bean casserole is a standard
green
one.
Green bean, yeah.
That's probably
some sort of sweet potato dish, typically.
Yeah.
Would
you consider rolls a side dish?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
All right.
Gravy, no. Rolls, yes.
Right.
Gravy's accoutrement.
It goes like this. It goes...
Stuffing.
My number two is mashed potatoes.
See, I'd probably say something. The sweet potatoes.
Mashed potatoes are boring as hell, but at least I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And they don't offend me.
I think the quality of mashed potatoes has a lot to do with the quality of the gravy that accompanies it.
You see, I'm good with butter.
Oh, I need a gravy, man.
I'm good.
Give me that gravy.
I'm good with butter. Yeah.
Whole plate.
It's like you're
gravy.
In your case, it's more like you'll top your gravy with mashed potatoes.
I asked for the gravy boat and I put my food in that.
You have your own Larson gravy boat.
Exactly.
I'd put the green bean casserole on there because whoever makes it whenever we go to Thanksgiving does a good job.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. And then rolls.
No sweet potatoes on there?
I don't know if we ever have sweet potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. I like sweet potatoes just fine. I don't think we ever
do. My mom makes this really outstanding like sweet potato casserole type deal. It's good. It's almost like a souffle. It's very light.
I think my mom does this for Christmas, but maybe she does it for Thanksgiving. But she makes some really good scalloped potatoes.
Mm.
Those are hella good. Especially
I'll say stuffing, sweet potatoes in some form. I might have to go, not cranberry sauce, because I can't stand that.
Yeah.
But I've had this cranberry jello stuff that you make with brandy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And it's got like a whipped cream and nuts on the topping.
I can see your alcoholic nose is starting to show.
See? That's very good. That's four.
Yeah.
Rolls are five. So what's three? Some sort of vegetable thing. I don't know what, though.
Green bean casserole.
We don't normally have that, though. Yeah. Usually just a green salad.
Like the crunchy on top?
No, I know it is. The onions on top?
Yeah, that.
It's good.
Yeah. I think three for you just sounds like it's...
Gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy boat.
Gravy boat.
The Down Undertaker, Zach Parks. We don't do Thanksgiving in Australia.
We don't do Thanksgiving in Australia, and I've never fully understood it. They banned it here. So sell me as to why Thanksgiving is so amazing, friendos.
First of all, you get the day off from work, usually.
That's pretty much it for me. You get the day
Unless
off.
You work in retail.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly every year you get to work more and more.
That sucks.
You get to sit around. You get to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the States, of course, you get to watch football all day.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a nap.
It kind of just sounds like my Sunday, to be honest with
you. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because everything you just described, I do on Sunday.
Family comes over.
I mean, is that a selling point?
Depends if you like your family or not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with my family.
As am I.
Yeah. And I don't live like, I don't live where there's like a lot of my other family who I'm neutral on because like I haven't really hung out with them that much. I might hate it. So I like the family over here that's over here.
That's one downside of Thanksgiving here is that if you have to travel, it can be really lame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because traveling during Thanksgiving season is like the busiest travel season the entire year.
The cool part is that the in-laws just moved like 5 minutes away, which like, you know, in a sitcom would be a nightmare. But I like my in-laws and they don't just pop in on me or anything like that. And so they used to live like, you know, 45 minutes away. And then plus traffic.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, it's good.
Another stress knocked off. That's all life is, man. It's just knocking stress levels off. Like,
agreed.
What stresses you out? Just trying to chip away. Just get rid of those out of your life.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Undisputed Spotify champion.
I don't know
Kevin
if we made
James.
A convincing case for Thanksgiving.
I don't really care about Thanksgiving, to be honest with you.
I know. You're not a Thanksgiving person.
I'm really not. I mean, it's cool. I like being around my family. I legitimately enjoy my family. I think they're cool. But I don't really care about it.
You know, I get to cook my first turkey this year.
It's probably my least that's cool.
I'm excited about cooking my first
excited
turkey.
Excited about giving everybody E. coli.
Well, I'm going to make sure it's cooked completely.
Yeah. You know how to use that temperature, right?
Yeah.
The temperature, the thermometer.
Yeah, meat thermometer. Yeah, I have
one of those. Okay. Well, that's good. Just making sure.
It's not the first meat I've ever cooked, Steve.
Yeah. I don't know, man. First turkey. All that tryptophan in there.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sleeping because of the turkey or are you dying because of E. coli?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if I eat the same turkey, I could be afflicted with the same malady. So.
Oh, no. Your death might happen before the new year.
Yeah.
And then I get to reap the benefits.
Yeah, you can't. Your dream job will actually come to fruition running this channel by yourself.
How long will I have to wait until I kick it back up into a normal show again? Like, I have to.
Well, I would assume if this happened and I were to pass, unforeseen nature, that you would exploit that immediately for your own benefit.
Monetize like every 2 minutes.
Yeah,
two-hour video.
If you're going to go continue the channel without me, then just go for it.
Go full on.
Yeah, have a like a fundraising drive or something.
Oh sure, GoFundMe, GoFund Steve.
Yeah,
yeah, Larson.
Whatever.
Larson's gone. I need to raise funds for something, and then I'd be like, call up Cannon Grant or Ulysses or Karen and be like, hey, I need a co-host. Can you move out here? I'll pay you $15,000 a year. You can get 10% of the cut of the profit. So you probably have to get a job at Walmart too.
Oh my goodness.
Right. No, I just do it by myself. I don't have anybody on the show. I'll just sit here in my Alex Jones tie. Everybody said that. Dude, you're doing your Alex Jones set today.
Oh my gosh. Wrestle Wars, huh?
Yes, exactly. Wrestle Wars. Can't put that in the title. Demonetized.
Yep. Undisputed Spotify champion Kevin Jenkins. Sorry about that.
Whatever happened to Spotify anyways? Are they letting podcasts go on the air or what?
I don't know.
Like, what's the big deal? It's a freaking 45-minute to an hour-long thing.
I don't know. I listen to Spotify. I use that to listen to music at the gym.
Yeah.
If I want a podcast, I'll use something else.
What does Leroy Jenkins want?
Kevin Jenkins, happy Friendo's Giving.
Thank you.
If you could invent your own holiday of friendoship, what would it be?
What would we call it?
It would be on a Friday. It would be a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a stretch
weekend.
Well, it has to be on August 26th.
Well, there's Good Friday, but we would call it like Best Friday.
Best Friday. I was thinking the day would be either to celebrate the beginning of Going in Raw, which I think is September something, or October something. I know we took over 10 for the win full time with the day.
That was August 26th. Yeah, okay.
But since we're going in Raw now,
we're going in Raw. The very first one was Fastlane. Going in raw.
It's 2014.
Fast Lame. I remember I titled it Fast Lame because I'm funny.
Fast Lame.
Oh, wait, no. That was the next one we did because it was lame.
It was lame.
Steven Larson? Nerd Cubed? I don't know. What the hell?
We should know how to Google by now.
I know, right? What the heck? Videos. Oh, here it is. February 24th.
February?
Of 2015.
That's not the first one. We started in 2014. That's what the shirt says.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh. That's where September.
No, you're right. Yeah. Was Fastlane not the first one we did?
No, it wasn't the first one we did.
Why don't I think that this one was the first one we did? That's weird. What was the first thing we did?
It was for pay-per-view. I'm trying to remember what it was. What's October's pay-per-view?
It was October of 2014?
Yeah, something like that.
Going in Raw, episode one.
Captivating stuff right here.
Yeah,
sorry.
No kidding. My goodness.
Don't know our history. Oh, I know an easy way to find out. Hold on. Give me a second.
Anyone Libsyn?
Anyways, what would we do to celebrate this holiday?
Well, traditionally, I mean, we used to be like big donut guys, but you've sort of sworn off all that stuff.
Well, I mean, if it's for a holiday, I'll consider it.
Like, I mean, ideally, this is what you'd do. You would eat donuts. You would watch Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
And then some pay-per-view. What was the very first thing we reviewed?
I'm getting to it.
All right. I feel like you're taking the scenic route.
Okay, that's not what I meant to do. So I think initially we didn't put on YouTube. It was just an audio podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a mind blower.
Why is it doing this? That's weird.
That is very weird.
Why is it being weird? Oh, let me do this. Night of Champions 2014.
Night of Champions 2014.
September 22nd, 2014. That was the first episode.
Really?
Yep.
Night of Champions.
I'm telling you, we didn't put it on YouTube at the beginning.
Really?
Nope.
Just did an audio version?
Yep.
Wow. I'll have to look more into that. Was the Fastlane the first one we put on YouTube?
Maybe.
Maybe, huh? Well, anyways.
So that was our first episode. So September 22nd, that'd be the holiday, the day of the holiday.
Well, that sucks. We just passed that.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, you know, we have to wait another year before we celebrate something else. Well, that sucks. Can we celebrate in February regardless? Hey, can we do a new episode of 10 for the Win in February? Why not?
That's our previous live, man.
I'm oh, man. Forward. They can. Okay, 11 for the win. Next for the win.
No.
10 for the next.
We have countdown. That's our countdown show.
Oh.
What's the name of this holiday?
I already said Best Friday.
Oh, regardless what day of the week it is?
Yeah, it's Good Friday. There's Best Friday.
I mean, like if 22nd falls on Tuesday, is it still Best Friday?
It's the third Friday of the September.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Best Friday?
Best Friday.
Top Friday?
I like best. Top Friday's good. Top Friday.
Top notch day?
Yeah, top. No, that's not good. Anyways, let's move on.
But how would we celebrate? You said donuts?
Donuts and Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
And then whatever, what is Night of Champions 2014?
Okay.
That. All that's good.
Here, let's see what's on the card of that now.
Indigo Dream Show Deontay Soignier. Can you guys tell the story of how you met and became the best friendos you are today? You know, little side note on this how you met thing. Boy, that was infuriating. Because when during the period after we got laid off and we were trying to do like the FriendoCast podcast, podcast for the win, and we'd ask people for questions. It was that was like the only question we'd ever get. How'd you guys meet? There was never any questions about anything else.
Yeah, no.
And so it was like, man, we were really so lame. People so care little because before we were doing wrestling.
Yeah.
Care so little about our knowledge base. It's just like, I don't know. How'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
You know, how do we meet?
It was in high school.
Right.
AP physics class.
But that was weird. We're in the same class, yet you graduated a year before me.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I think you do know.
Apparently, you're good at science.
I was a junior, and what were you at the time?
I was a senior, yeah.
Oh, so I must have been smarter than you.
Not necessarily, because I got an A in calculus, and you didn't even get a grade in it.
I didn't try.
Oh, okay. Like, that's an excuse.
I didn't try. No, I tried the first week. I couldn't get it. I didn't understand it at all. And that was just perpetual. I mean, it was crazy. But okay, so technically, yeah, we met, but we weren't like friends.
No.
Physics.
It was not till the following year after you graduated from high school. I had already spent a year at junior college. we had a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Big Jim. And we were in astronomy class together.
Yeah.
One of your friends initially enrolled in that class and then dropped out, right?
Yeah.
And so you were sitting towards the front of the class. I was towards the back, or vice versa. You were looking.
You're in the front, and I was in the back.
Yeah. So we just started sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
And we started making each other laugh.
Because she was, she like in the first 2 weeks or something, she was like, you know, kicking this college stuff. Crap to that. Go make some money. And I remember I was like, well, I don't have any friends now. And so I looked and I saw you and I was like, oh, all right, there you go. He ain't got no friends either. And so I was like, I know him. But the timeline is weird though, because so like that's when we first had that class together. That's when we bonded.
Yeah.
But weren't we like hanging out with all the guys like in the interim?
No.
You're right. You're right. I was just hanging out with Big Jim because up until that fall, my friends were still around and they would sort of start going off to college. And then once I got to junior college, then I started hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was fun. That was cool. I still have distinct memories from that class.
Oh, yeah, me
class.
Too.
That was fun. So that's how we bonded.
Yes.
Woken Minato. Do you guys do Black Friday or not? Hell no.
Heck no.
Oh, God, no.
I avoid shopping malls, shopping centers, strip malls, department stores. Any grocery stores, doesn't matter. I won't go anywhere retail on Black Friday if I can avoid it.
I might go the week, next week. I might go the next week to see, get some deals. I'm in the market for a 70-inch TV.
So I've heard.
I want a giant TV.
What brand?
Oh, lowest piece of crap.
Oh, really?
For the lowest amount of money.
When you buy electronics, do you do research into your purchases?
As a joke, I say no, but yeah, I do.
Okay.
I always, whenever I see them, I'm like, is this a good price? Is this a good thing? And I'll get on.
No, I'm not talking in terms of price. I'm talking in terms of quality of the product.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to follow. What's the price? What are the reviews on it? What are people saying about it? If there's one guy who's like, yeah, there's a burnout pixel, I'm like, scratch that. Move on. There's something for like $900, I think, at the Best Buy.
What brand?
Oh, I think it's a Sharp.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like a Sharp Roku TV. I don't know if Sharp owns Roku or they're just like combining forces like that. I don't know. I'm going to check out. I'm going to see what the deals are, the holiday deals. I'm not doing Black Friday because I don't care if there's like
what about
Black
Friday? Cyber Monday, the Amazon stuff.
Yeah, I'll see if there's a good 70-inch TV on there. Black Friday is so overblown anyways because it's like, oh, wow, you can get a 32-inch TV for $200 as opposed to like $250.
I know.
But you have to literally spend.
You have to risk getting tackled or beat up by
somebody.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like crowds in the first place.
No, I don't either.
No way.
No. Or you can get one of those curved ones?
Maybe. That seems a little fancy.
Ultra HD?
A little fancy. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, get one of the Ultra HD ones.
We'll see what I can get. Are you going to come over for Wrath of Khan?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you gone to Costco and priced their televisions over there?
No.
You should do that.
I don't even have a membership with them anymore.
Oh, okay.
I should get one.
Yeah, come with me. I have one.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
I'll take you in, then, you know, you can buy it.
Right, I'll buy it.
You can do it on my account.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Do you get points or anything? Right
no.
There? No, no.
Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
Nice.
So that's a good deal for me.
Best deal.
Best deal. Best value for Larson. Not here for rest holds. Who is a more adventurous eater? What's the strangest meat or food you've eaten? I'm the more adventurous eater. Have you ever had escargot?
Yes.
Oh, really? Would you have escargot at?
My parents' house.
What is escargot?
It's little fishies.
No.
What is Oscar?
Snails.
Oh, snails. Yeah, yeah. No, I think my sister just had some of that.
Yeah, I've had some of that
before. Yeah, it sounds terrible.
They cook it in butter and garlic. It just tastes like butter and garlic.
Oh, butter's good. Yeah, I like garlic good too. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're probably the more adventurous eater. I won't turn down a lot, but I don't like seek out a lot either.
Yeah, we used to live in L.A. The wife and I went to a restaurant up in like Calabasas or something that had a lot of game. So like venison, elk,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. I went to a Cajun festival once, and there was a stand that was selling alligator. Mm-hmm. And I hopped right in line.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to know what alligator tastes like. It was good.
When I went to Singapore, I decided to try the local. I decided to put on my Anthony Bourdain hat. I read this great thing with him the other day when he was talking about... Number one, I didn't know that Josh Homme...
Oh, did the theme song for a show.
I had no idea.
Yeah, him and Mark Lanegan, yeah.
Right, and he was just nutting over Mark Lanegan. And I was like, oh, I love Mark Lanegan.
Yeah, he's good.
And I was listening to some of his stuff yesterday. I just know him through the Queens of the Stone Age stuff.
But I watched the one that Adam Cole was in.
Oh,
he's
really?
In it briefly, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Just it's in Pittsburgh, where I guess his girlfriend's from. Just talking about wrestling and heels and face. Because I remember reading a while ago that Bourdain did not like wrestling until his kids got him into it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And now he's kind of into it.
Yeah.
So he's not in it very much, maybe like 5 minutes.
That's funny. I went to when I went to Singapore, I tried to sample the local cuisine. And I did. I went to like the little, what are they called again? Like a little market area where all sort of the locals hang out. And I hopped in the line for something. I found the stand because it's like, you know, stand. And I found the one with like the longest line.
Yeah.
And I was like, this must be the bee's knees right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check this out. So I got in line. I don't even know what I ate. All right. But I was getting what everybody else was getting. And there was like little white balls.
Yeah.
Of something. I don't know what they were. Little white balls. Had sort of a mushy texture to them. But they were dipped in like, you know, a broth of some sort.
Yeah.
And they were super spicy. And that was it. And I was like, okay, well, that was kind of overrated. I don't know why everybody's standing in line over here when I get like a cool like watermelon smoothie over here. They have like these cool smoothie type things over there I've never seen over here.
Have you had raw oysters before?
Mm.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, probably not though.
Yeah, they are.
It's probably not good.
You just put Tabasco sauce and lemon juice on it.
Sometimes I feel like
a vessel for other flavors.
Sometimes I feel like you say things are good just because they're different.
No, I mean, eating oysters is not that obscure.
Tell me
thing.
Something that's obscure. That is obscure that you've eaten that's like crap. I feel like too often you're like, well, look, I've had this and it's good. But really, it's like, is it really though?
I mean, if I had something that was obscure that I thought was crap, I'd say it was crap.
Well,
I can't think of anything offhand. You had to have
something that was obscure. Like those little white balls that I had in Singapore. I'm like, they're just spicy. It's not that great.
All right.
What are you guys crowing about?
I don't know. I've never had whatever you had there in Singapore.
No, I'm not talking about
you. I understand what you're saying. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I want you to think of something obscure. It's like, this is garbage.
Let me think about it.
This is terrible.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's closer than I can get. And it wasn't terrible. It was just kind of off-put by what it was.
Okay.
So one time, Valentine's Day, my wife and I went to a restaurant in Los Angeles. And it was, we ordered an appetizer, which is ahi tuna.
Okay, sure.
So the plate shows up. It was just seared ahi tuna. So, you know, you get some lightly seared fish on the outside, but it's raw in the middle. It's pretty deep red.
Mm-hmm.
So the plate shows up, and it's something that's deep fried.
Mm.
I'm like, this is an ahi, but I don't know what this is. I'm going to give it a try.
Well, it's deep fried, too, so it can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
So, but while we were looking over the menu, I kind of recalled what was on the appetizer menu.
Oh, okay.
And so I was going through my head.
It was deep fried crap.
What was the deep fried option?
Yeah.
And then about a second bite into it, I realized, oh, this is sweetbread. Do you know what sweetbread is? It's pancreas.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is Valentine's Day. Knowing my wife would be very upset to know that she was eating pancreas. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It was just
weird.
It just tasted like fried.
Yeah.
And just knowing that I was eating an animal's pancreas was a little weird.
Yeah.
Just not used to it.
Yeah.
But knowing also that we were eating pancreas, I didn't want to say anything to my wife for fear that I would ruin the day.
Yeah.
So I kept my mouth shut.
That's a good idea. Yeah. You're like, it was a good banana, huh?
Yeah. I know. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, weeks later, maybe, I said, you know what we ate?
Yeah.
That was pancreas.
Yeah, you know, that was monkey's brains, right? Yeah. Anyways.
So that's probably the most adventurous thing that I've eaten that was, like, not wowed by.
Huge on, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the escargot was just, like, tasted like rubbery butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Official Fahad. Hey.
Hey.
What was it like living in England, and where would you take Larson if you ever went back?
Tell me, where would you take me?
I don't know, like some castle or some crap like that. I just really appreciate all the history, you know? Yeah, like
I'd be into that.
There's a lot of cool history there. One thing that I was kind of disappointed that I didn't find, or maybe it doesn't exist anymore, or maybe as a child, I just blew it out of proportion in my mind. So when I was a kid, we went on a field trip to what I thought was like the Tower of London or the London Dungeons or some crap like that. And they had, no, now that I think about it, it was real. They had like a really, really like grotesque exhibit of torture tactics back in their early days, or earlier days, 1600s, 1500s, whatever. And then some like bubonic plague stuff, you know, because that was a big deal then.
Yes.
And it was really gory. And when me and Lacey went back for the honeymoon in 2012, we tried to find the place and it was super touristy, like really like PG'd up, you know, like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal. And so, but then we went to like, you know, the Tower of London and we went to like a couple other places. And they would, you know, you would see the authentic, the actual stuff that was used. And they didn't have like, because in the little tour that we went to when I was a kid, the field trip, they would have like dummies, like, you know, being ripped up. It was like animatronic thing. It was like,
yeah. Getting drawn and quartered. And stuff
right,
like
exactly.
That.
It was awesome. And so like to see the actual instruments of like torture that were used, it was interesting to me that they would like sort of have an exhibit about that kind of stuff that they would take kids to. I don't know. There's a million places. I just take you to a pub to find like a really nasty pub to take you to.
All right.
And then say, hey, he's an American and he says he hates British people.
Well,
and then be like, oi.
I'll say, no, that's not true.
I'd be like, he's a football hooligan.
And I'll say, go Eagles.
Yeah, there you go. That's one thing I've never done that I'd actually love to do.
I'll go to a football game.
Go to a Premier League game.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be great, yeah.
Jack Dolan. You have the power to rewind time 10 seconds as many times as you want. But no compounding the rewinds to go back like 10 years. How would you handle this new power?
I mean, it would only come into... It would only really... It would only really be useful for, like, severely embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, if you fart at an inopportune time. Or you giggle at an inopportune time.
Probably after you farted at an inopportune time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, or you say something incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was my first...
Slip of the tongue.
That was my first instinct as well.
It's not like I have a lot of slips of the tongue. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not like you can go back 10 seconds and, you know, prevent somebody from getting killed that I like.
Yeah, 10 seconds isn't a very large window.
You don't have a huge window of opportunity there.
No.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You're right. Can't really do much, Jack Dolan.
Yeah, I don't know. Karen, she needs a recipe for my wife, but she can't remember what it is. I just remember what it was. Recipe of my wife's ginger syrup.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I haven't sent that to you by this weekend, let me know on the Twitter.
Keep bugging them.
Yes, keep bugging me because my memory sucks.
Yeah. Your Indian translator, Manny. Who are your favorite rappers?
Two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
LP, Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Favorite all time might be Chuck D.
Yeah.
He's high up there.
Yeah.
Right now, Kendrick Lamar is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
The RZA. The GZA.
Bobby Shmurda.
I'm not that familiar with his work.
Yeah, no. I've only heard that one song, which I'm not allowed to pronounce on air. I don't know. Probably... some combination of Ice Cube or Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
I was just a big fan of, because I know, I understand that Dr. Dre was like a better producer than he mm-hmm. was a rapper,
mm-hmm.
but I still really always liked his stuff, you know?
Well, just because, you know, like in NWA, Cube and MC Ren most mm-hmm. of it wrote most of the material.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But if you watched the Defiant Ones?
No, I watched like the first half hour.
Dre, when he's producing Boys in the Hood, is going with Eazy-E like bar by bar, getting his cadence right.
Mm.
So even though Dre might not have wrote all of his lyrics,
mm-hmm.
he still knew how to deliver them.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, you know, it's part of the process.
Yeah.
Of,
but when we were in junior high, friggin' The Chronic was the album.
That's a great album.
That was like the greatest. So I'm a big fan of that.
Early Snoop, that's good stuff.
Yeah, early Snoop Dogg's good. I always liked Warren G and Nate Dogg when they did that stuff together.
Yeah, you like the G-Funk stuff.
I like the G-Funk, man. I have like just I have like random stuff that I like these days, but it's so like, you know, one song and then another song, and it basically like Merle will be playing something and I'm like, okay, what is that? It sounds kind of cool. Like, what is this? I wake up to this every day.
I kind of feel like Kendrick Lamar is his of the rappers working today has really kind of mastered the making a cohesive album.
Yeah.
Because not his last album, Damn, but the one before that.
Oh, 2 Chainz.
Okay, yeah.
Featuring, Travis Scott, okay. He was at the show last
night. Yeah, yeah. To Pimp a Butterfly, his last album, was like a really cohesive piece of art
over
the course of an entire album.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, there was good songs on it, obviously, and catchy songs and songs that could be played on radio, but it wasn't like it was full of singles. Like,
right,
it seemed like a lot of pop albums are made these days. You have to make an album with 5 singles and then the rest is just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
It's like every song on the album had a very distinct purpose.
Yeah. I liked, back in the day, I liked Atmosphere, but I find that it hasn't really aged all that well.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's rapping about some like trivial, like early to mid 20s stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so sad this girl left me kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, early Kanye is good.
His first
two albums are really good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hold on, I got some playlists here. I can look up some other stuff.
No, I think we're good. Let's just move on.
Oh, sorry. Carry on, then.
All right. Going in Raw World Gimmick Table Heavyweight Champion Nick Parsons. Where do you stand on human augmentation? Would you replace a part of your body with a robotic version?
Outcast.
And what? Oh, yeah, that's great stuff.
Wait, sorry. Oh, MF Doom, some indie rap. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
J Dilla, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget In Too Deep, Back to the Hotel.
How about Paperboy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what about Snow? Informa. Yeah.
Who did a Hot Stepper?
Imee Kamosi.
Yeah, that's a
great
song.
How do you not love Imee Kamosi?
That's a great song. Where do I stand on human augmentation? I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
I want to be human.
No, man, it's great.
How else? Live, breathe.
Going in Raw
exist,
is going to
eat, sleep, use the toilet as human. I want to die as human.
Going in Raw is going to continue into the 22nd century thanks to human augmentation.
I'm not
going to
do it.
I'm going solo. One of these days, fine. 100 years from now.
Be half Steve, half robot.
I'll get my wish eventually.
Not into it at all. We used to have discussions about this at length on our previous wrestling podcast, Tree of Woe.
Sure.
You're always a huge fan of cybernetic augmentations. I've been consistent across the board. I want nothing to do with them.
I like a lot of Nicki Minaj's stuff. I have a
big, she has some super.
I have a big crush on Nicki Minaj. Are you a fan of The Weeknd?
I like some of his stuff.
I like some of his stuff. I like some of his stuff a lot, actually. I haven't listened to like a lot of it.
Yeah.
I like that one Post Malone song about basketball.
Oh yeah.
Although he might have many songs about basketball, I don't know.
I don't think he does. No. I think that's the only one.
All right. Let's see here. Lacey made this playlist.
I'm trying to think of some more 80s rap I used to listen to.
Because Lacey was really into early 90s like local rap.
Yeah.
Like, because in Vacaville, they used to like, if you're in the Bay Area, they would come out to Vac as far as Vacaville.
Oh, so like Too Short and
And then Mac Mall, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are some really obscure names that she was into, and she would like send me some of their music, and it's all so early 90s.
Digital Underground's first album is really good.
Yeah.
With Humpty Dance on it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a good album.
Yeah, we used to listen to Public Enemy quite a bit.
Yeah, in junior college, that was pretty much my go-to.
Yeah. Human augmentation, I'm all in. All in. No. Are you kidding me? I don't want to die. I don't want to live out. I don't want to do that.
Do you fear death?
Yeah, of course. Everybody does. Everybody should.
I don't really fear death.
You will.
Why?
When you get to it, you will. Absolutely.
I'm not saying I welcome it, but I understand it's a part of existence.
Yeah, dude. You say that now, but trust me, when you get there, it will terrify you.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to be totally cool with it.
You will go scratching and clawing.
I understand death is part of living.
I mean, I'm not afraid of like going outside and like possibly getting hit by a bus or a comet or something.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of that. I don't live my day-to-day in fear. You can't do that.
No, it's not healthy.
However, I also understand that when my time comes, I will go scratching and clawing.
Mm.
I will be miserable. I will be terrified.
Okay.
It's horrible.
What are you afraid of?
What do you think?
What's next? What's after death?
There's nothing, man.
No, I know, but what are you afraid of then?
That.
Of dying itself?
There's nothing.
Oh, that scares you?
There's nothing.
Why is that scary?
Oh, it's horrifying. Because right now I get to do all this.
I understand.
I don't want to just do this.
But you're not going to do anything because you don't exist anymore.
Yeah, no, I get the concept, man. Just watch. You will understand when you get there. You act blasé about it right now. But when you get there,
I feel like I've, to a certain general as well as I can, I've made peace with the fact that once I die, that's that.
Once you get there.
See, what I'd be scared of is not what would come after death. It's not living a fulfilling life while I was alive.
I'm going to be there saying my goodbyes to you in my robotic body.
Be like one of those Boston Dynamic robots trying to turn the corner and running into it repeatedly. And I'm like, that is why I'm laying there in my deathbed and like, that's why I'm here, and you're running to that corner.
Hey, buddy.
I know.
How are you doing?
And then I'll take your frail, brittle hand in my robot hand and accidentally crush it.
It'd be like that scene in Superman 2 after Superman gets his powers back. Crushes Zod's hand.
And then you're going to be in tears. You're like, I wish I had a robot body. We're like, it's too late.
I'd be like, this is exactly why.
Goodbye.
I know. You'll walk out and unplug my respirator and I'll die right there because of you.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
No.
Extend it as long as you possibly can.
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, man. You will. Trust me.
Nope.
Kyle Wirth. There's been a transporter accident. How would you know if the other one has traveled through a mirror darkly and replaced by his evil counterpart?
Excluding evil goatees or eye patches. So what would be the tell if I was evil Larson?
Oh, you'd be probably ripping me off somehow. Because, like, I mean, business-wise, like, some of our income flows through you.
Yeah, but some, yeah, but it's yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I would just be like, well, I didn't only get X number of dollars this month, clearly. I'm like, but I have access to our analytics and our revenue. But it says here that I should have.
Here on my phone, it says Adpocalypse. I open up my analytics, it says Adpocalypse.
And it's just a picture of Gabe Newell.
it's a dollar sign, but after that it says Adpocalypse.
It's a dollar. It's a yellow dollar sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably, I mean, it'd be that.
No, here's what it is. If it was Evil Larson, I wouldn't wash my hands so much. That would be the tell.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't, how am I going to know that? That's not a tell if I don't know it.
Well, I'm around here. Like every time, you know, I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands, I return to work.
I would just be like, no, man. I would just be like, oh, he's a little less weird now about his germ stuff. He's a little less weird now.
I'm trying to get you sick, potentially. Like when I was sick and I was blowing my nose everywhere and I was using Purell.
You did get me sick.
I tried the best I could to not get you sick.
Dumping your dirty rags everywhere? Like on my PS4?
There was one on your desk. That was it.
Or all over the place.
No, there was one.
Oh, look at that one. Some of those might be mine, maybe.
Yeah, man. Mine are on the bottom.
I don't know, man. I think I am in a Mirror Darkly universe sometimes with you. I feel like I could have it way better. Like somebody who's much more.
You literally cannot wait till the day that I am no longer working with you so you can do this all yourself. That's how I feel.
No, that's not true.
You make me feel that way, Steve.
No, that 1 week you were gone, I was like, man, this sucks doing it on my own. I don't know how those other people do it. Talking all that time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Friggin', what's his face? Jim Rome does it, man.
I know.
Just sits there and talks. He has a lot of pauses, though. I just feel awkward when I pause.
I was listening to, when I was going to get lunch, listening to Bomani Jones.
Yeah.
Like and he that. Has his one guy with him, but he does a vast majority of the talking. I don't know how he does it every day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's great.
Yeah.
So it makes his abilities all the more impressive
mm-hmm.
that he can be that consistently great and do it that much every day.
It.
As well as being on Levitard Show.
Yeah. Elias Ghoul. In a post-apocalyptic world, Larson, would you kill Steve because he can't stop nagging about how awful the world has become?
I would be the one complaining about how bad the world is.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Who's like more adaptable?
See, if we weren't packed tightly, it'd be you. Because you don't like leaving your house a lot of time.
No, I don't.
But like if we were packed in someplace
then
tight.
You're really particular about things too.
I am.
I feel like my credo is generally the human body is a resilient machine.
Yeah, and I think that theory is garbage.
You're a lot more fickle.
Yeah.
like everything's going to come falling apart if you don't, you know, do whatever.
No, I don't really have. I'm not like Chicken Little. Yeah. I don't think the sky is falling.
Yeah. So in a post-apocalypse, I feel like,
I am in particular in how I like to do things.
I would probably be the more grizzly, like ready to go guy.
I don't know, but you don't like leaving your house.
That's true, but
you know, I don't think either of us would fare terribly well, first of all.
That's definitely true. You got to do what you got to do is my point.
I think
I'm more of a you got to do what you got to do. But Larson, we just got to do this.
I'll bend this post-apocalyptic world into my mindset.
You'll die trying, that's for sure.
Fine. And I'll do so without any augmentation.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and then when your frail body is on the verge of the great nothing, you'll cry.
I won't cry because I'm scared of what's next.
I'll rub your head.
I'll cry because I'm leaving my loved ones.
No, I think nobody wants to just end the nothing.
That doesn't bother me right now, sitting here. That does not bother
right
me.
Right now, it doesn't, but you're not confronted with it. In your mind, you think you're invincible.
No, that's not it.
You do.
It's because by the time I think I'm going to die,
you need to confront this man.
I have confronted. I have thought. It's not like I haven't thought about it.
No, you don't think about it.
See, enough. Here's the thing. If granted, this is me sitting here now. I don't know what it's going to be like when I'm actually in the situation. For me, the one fear I'd have when I was, as I'm sitting there, laying there, death knocking at my door,
yeah,
is feeling like I live my life to my fullest ability,
yeah,
and was as decent as a person as I could be.
Yeah.
And if I think they're laying there about to die, if I've accomplished those two things, what is there to fear?
Yeah. Complete blackness.
That doesn't bother me.
No more living.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't now because you think you're immortal, but you're not.
You're the one who thinks they're immortal because you're going to get all roboted out.
No, I don't think that. I wish that. I hope that. I dream of that because it avoids the
more
great,
machine than man.
It helps you avoid the great darkness. Hey, all I need is the brain, man.
That has to go sometime.
Everything else, nah, man, because they're going to have like a rejuvenation thing in here.
That sounds horrible.
I mean, eventually, like, you know, you can't.
How long would you want to live?
Oh, how long until the earth fries and then we
forever.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
For life.
That sounds boring.
No, it doesn't, man. You think you can know everything in the span of a couple million years?
No, it's not
way.
About not. No, it's about,
yeah. It's about learning about stuff. Because think about it. It's going to get so far into the future that time travel is going to be possible.
Okay.
Then I'll be the one that gets to go back in time and see what, like, Jesus was all about and who killed JFK and, like, freaking what Roswell was all about. And all the great, awesome stuff on Unsolved Mysteries and Alien. What's that one? Alien with the weird dude? Alien.
Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens. I gotta go see what's true.
So you
want
to go debunk TV shows? That's why you want to time travel? Wow, fulfilling.
That's called learning. Those weirdos. They're all creeps.
All right, this is the most important question. We're saving it for last.
Okay.
Idaho strong style. How do you like your steaks cooked?
Oh, medium, right?
Medium rare.
Just, yeah, medium.
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium rare is the right answer.
Yeah, bloody. Or red.
Well, medium rare has like a medium pink red in the middle, yeah. Medium rare is the right answer.
Yeah, medium.
Especially the better the better quality meat, you want medium rare. Mm-hmm. Retain the juice.
Lots of butter.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, lots of butter.
Cook it some herb butter.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Some good ketchup. Ketchup.
Ruining a good piece of meat. What are you, 12?
Well, no, you know why I say ketchup.
Why?
Our president likes that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. When you think it can't get any worse. He likes ketchup.
Does he order his steak? Does he order his steak well done, too?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Gosh.
Anyways, thank you so much for the questions. We hope our answers provided some form of entertainment. Tomorrow we'll be back with, what are we doing Friday?
Friday's Matt Chat.
Oh, it's Matt Chat. That's right. We'll be back with the wrestling show on Friday and so on and so forth.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your support. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.